Looking forward to the Lafayette Master Chorale singing Sounds of the Season. They're joined by brass players, children's choir, and their ringleader, their maestro of the of mirth and all sorts of incredible holiday sounds. Michael Bennett's here. Hi.
Hi. Good
I know you. It's a busy time of year. You have two concerts coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 and 7:30. That's a busy day.
It is a busy day. We're used to doing two of the same concert in the same day, but I wanted to change it up this year.
Yeah, and I love the idea. There's such tradition in the Lessons and Carols. Tell us a little bit about how it is to perform this service.
So the Lessons and Carols is nice because there's a story to follow, and we have the children's choir singing. So between their four ensembles and the Master Chorale, we have five ensembles performing quite a variety of works. I mean, most of them would fit into the category of your normal Sunday church anthem, but there's a lot of variety of style because of the children's works and the adult works, and so it's nice, and it's special this year. This is the 100th anniversary of the Lessons and Carols from King's College in 1918, so we're just really looking forward to this.
And 1918, we know, was this big year, you know, the end of the First World War, right, and all sorts of things that go on now. And there's a rich tradition that they've done new music, you know, mm-hmm. that they commission a work. And so there's always a little bit of play with what you know, can perform and do. But the story, you know, is just incredible. Is it fun to go in depth in this music? Because as you've done it in years past, there are different things that can change and move things. Tell us a little bit about that music, Leigh.
Yeah, it's always fun to... There are several settings of many of the texts that are appropriate for each of the anthems in response to all of the readings. Of course, the readings don't change, but there are many wonderful things, and I enjoy looking forward to finding something new for the chorale. Of course, the musicians that worked at King's College over the years, a lot of them composed music as well. So you have the current director, Stephen Clearberry, setting of The Holly and the Ivy, and then you have David Wilcox, who was before him, and Philip Ledger, and Boris Ord, and all these people. So rotating those through, and some of them, you know, are better than others, and some of them are more fun to sing. So we're doing some of that this year. We've made some changes to some of the pieces that the chorale knows, has sung frequently. We're just singing a different composer setting.
Michael Bennett's my guest, and the Lafayette Master Chorale Children's Choir perform Lessons and Carols Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at First Baptist Church in Lafayette. There's holiday fanfares coming up at 7:30 with the Lafayette Master Chorale, and have some brass playing, which, of course, this sort of time of year, you know, we think about Salvation Army and all sorts right. of, you know, traditions. It's got to be fun to put voices and brass together.
It is. Yeah, we will have a small brass ensemble quintet and percussion at the 4 o'clock Lessons and Carols. But at 8 o'clock, at 7:30, we're going to have a brass octet and even more percussion, because we're going to be performing John Rutter's Gloria, which is just a energizing piece that just runs electricity through you. And so that's written for brass octet. And then we're going to also be performing Dan Pinkham, another 20th century composer, his Christmas cantata, Sinfonia Sacra, which is a lovely piece. You know, for 20th century music and for Dan Pinkham, it's actually pretty conservative in its tonality. It's got some lovely melodies, but it's not terribly dissonant and jarring in any way. So don't be afraid of that. We're really looking forward to that. That's written for double brass, quartet, and organ. So those are the two big pieces on that concert, and lots of fanfares and some carol singing for the audience, again, from King's College composers. And we'll also be doing some secular music at that performance, just some lighter, fun things like 12 Days of Christmas, a special arrangement of a former artistic director of the chorale, and Deck the Hall and things like that. So a little different feel. Certainly than 4 o'clock, and that's just with the chorale.
Michael Bennett leads the Lafayette Master Chorale, and it's so much fun, I imagine, to do very traditional tunes, as you were talking about, and, you know, quite literally new works like Rutter and Daniel Pinkham. The idea of mixing styles, I know it's got to be fun maybe for the choir to do something quite old and something quite new, and there's so many traditional tunes. It must be a challenge sometimes to put the program together.
It is. You think, oh gosh, did we just sing that last year, or was that really 5 years ago? How how we put things together. It takes quite a while. And there's also the challenge of having these big masterworks, these John Runner Glory and the Dan Pinkham piece, challenge to do that and then to come off of that and try to sing an exquisite lyrical light a cappella motet or something. That's really challenging. So putting the program together that way for the singer's benefit and also giving the brass time. They can't play straight for an hour of, you know, forte. So that's a challenge. But I enjoy that a lot. As far as new music is concerned, one of my new favorite composers is Philip Stopford. And he writes in a rather traditional way with just a flavor of the 21st century in terms of the tonality. It's not, again, throughout the piece, just dissonance after dissonance after dissonance. There's a lot of traditional sonority, but just here and there he had some, I like to call it crunch, but he does it in a very... does it in a very smooth and sweet way, especially with the Christmas music, as you would expect.
Well, we're looking forward to it. I guess I'd end, you guys are at the First Baptist Church and five ensembles in the afternoon, plus brass players and brass players in the evening. I'm sure, a lovely space, but I'm sure at some point it's like, oh, traffic cop, where's everyone going? I'm sure there's a little bit of like, you know, lovely sounds in the space, but also like, oh my gosh, where's everyone going?
Yes. Especially at 4 o'clock, Lessons and Carols. If you haven't gotten your tickets and you want to come to that service, I would tell you to get those soon because with all the ensembles and the children, it does fill up quickly. And it is a logistical puzzle to figure out who's moving when, who stands here, who's reading. We have lots of different people in the community that will be serving as our readers for this service. And there's a lot of logistics to that. So it's, again, it all comes together and we do this most year after year. And some part of me will just be excited then to, in the evening, have one choir with one brass ensemble and just perform a straight concert straight through.
No doubt. Well, we're looking forward to it. I know there's more information at LafayetteMasterChorale.org. We're looking forward to some Bach in the new year.
Oh, yes.
So we hope you'll come back to that. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. Thank you, John.